B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
So, Buck, what's your Thanksgiving like? And don't try to make like it's too perfect, because whenever we hear that families have perfect Thanksgivings, we know that's hiding a lot of dysfunction, right?
Yeah, definitely. My Thanksgivings are great. I remember as a kid them being very, very good, having lots of fun. However, there is one thing that happens every year, without a doubt, that has forced me to take Thanksgiving on my own and avoid the family.
Oh, so you do your own Thanksgiving without your family?
We just kind of started.
Okay, something serious happened. What's this?
The issue is the food and what time it's ready. I'm a hungry man. And if I wake up, there's usually nothing to eat because everybody's cooking.
And nobody does it right. There's no good like egg breakfast on.
Right.
And it's a day we have off. It's a day we don't have to rush out the door. So we might want to enjoy those bacon and eggs if we're going to have to wait around for food.
Yes. So I wake up already hungry. And if I find something to eat, it might be something little or something, some leftovers or something. All right. Whatever. Let's just say I go out for a big breakfast. Fine. Okay. Do you know what time the turkey is ready and all the other food? I mean, they say 2 p.m., but it's more like 4, and then sometimes
it's
6.
That's the worst. Okay, so they say, we're going to eat at 2. All right, everybody arrive at 2. Be here before 2 because we're going to eat at 2, and then it ends up being 6. Now, the only way I wouldn't mind that is if they're just amazing hors d'oeuvres, because I'm a big appetizer person.
Right.
So there's a good spread that's put out to nibble on leading up to it, and all day. Nothing.
There's nothing.
Oh, that's not good.
An empty coffee table. And you go in the kitchen and you got all the moms and the grandmas in there, and you're like, I open the fridge and they slap my hand. They're like, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Oh, I hate that. Don't you hate it when people, or my dad used to do this to me, God rest his soul, but he used to be like, Roxanne, don't eat. You're going to spoil your dinner.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
No,
I promise you. I'm going to eat now, and I'm going to eat for dinner.
That's right. I could eat a pie right now, and I'll still be hungry. So for me, it was the food issue. And I'm not saying that's why we're not having Thanksgiving with our large family this year. We're just going to keep it simple, just us in the house.
Good for you.
But in past Thanksgivings, that was a thing. Even my wife would look at me and be like, I'm starving.
Right? Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So,
That's the worst when you're in, what is that, food purgatory, fancy meal or family meal purgatory, and you are at the mercy, especially the older we get, because the older we get, we live in our own house, we create our own traditions, we have our own schedules, we grab food when we want to.
And I got a kid, and he needs to eat, and I know when he needs to eat, and if he doesn't eat, the party's over for everyone.
Okay, so it's a timing issue for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about you?
So this Thanksgiving, you know, we've had a sort of crazy year. As you know, we had one of my close family members had a serious issue going through cancer.
Oh.
And so that's been topsy-turvy. It's certainly a blessing and fun to be, well, it's not fun to be pregnant, but it's certainly a blessing to have a baby.
No, it's fun.
But at the same time, it still makes things topsy-turvy.
Yes.
So we were like, you know what? Let's be untraditional this year and let's go over to Disney World.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what we're
going to
do.
You guys are going to Disney on Thanksgiving Day.
We're not going to go to the park on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to kind of relax at the hotel. No pressure, no nothing. But then we're going to have, we have our meal planned for 4 o'clock at one of the hotels or destinations or whatever.
Ooh, I hope you eat a good breakfast and not show up
starving.
Buck,
that's what I'm going to do. So we have our 4 p.m. dinner. So I know no one's going to stop me from going and getting a great buffet somewhere in the hotel to start the day. I can eat 2 big meals. Come on.
Man, I could do one of those all-you-can-eat crab leg dinners in Orlando.
Right? Yes.
My wife would be like, no, Buck. No.
Well, we are going to go traditional. We definitely are. And in the past, Thanksgiving has always been a lot of fun. But I'm not going to lie, we have had some dysfunctional sorts of Thanksgivings. And through the various, you know, decades, some of them have been my fault, because when I was in my 20s and I would go out and stay out all night on Wednesday, because remember, that was like the best night to go out.
It is the biggest drinking night, I think, of the year, is the night before. Tonight.
It is.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes. And I am one of those people who has shown up at my family's Thanksgiving so hungover. Oh. I can't even, I mean, painfully so. Painfully so. Like, who am I? Yes. And so that was, I created that dysfunction in my 20s. Other family members create the dysfunction by talking politics, by having too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is sometimes, you know, there's a little bit of anxiety with all of this. So how do we get through if we are, you've got your alternative, Buck. You just said, you know what? I'm going to create my own tradition, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And keep it tight. Keep it in tight. Yeah, don't put pressure. So how do we survive the dysfunction if you have someone that you have to go deal with or people who you have to deal with who you know are going to get into topics you don't want to. And it's kind of weird, too. I mean, I love my whole entire family, but I'm thinking past when you go to see extended family, who, again, I love. It's kind of crazy. You don't keep up with people on a regular basis. And then it is like that awkward sort of, with some people, catching up talk.
Yeah.
Awkward sort of party talk. So how do you mesh all that dysfunction together and really have a good time?
Yeah, I think you take it all in small doses, like what me and you are doing. We're kind of celebrating Thanksgiving
our own way.
In our own way with our own inner circle family. You guys are going to Orlando. We're staying home with just us. It's going to be good and simple. So therefore, next year, if we are with the huge family, we'll have more to talk about because obviously this year we're not there. So small doses. And then when you get around situations where people are talking politics and stuff, I just suggest, you know, maybe you drink the alcoholic eggnog a little earlier than normal.
So it doesn't bother you, or maybe you're more boisterous with your own opinions.
Yeah. 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 Hmm. Or, no, honestly, though, you keep your kid by your side and you use your kid as an excuse. Oh, well, you know, little Johnny, you know, he likes to go outside at this time every day. So hold that conversation.
Yes,
we'll be right back.
Okay, you postpone it. Right. Postpone it indefinitely. So this list I found of how to describe, you're nailing it, Buck. You're already saying some of the things on this list of ways to just survive dysfunctional Thanksgiving.
This.
Yes.
Does it say something about the alcoholic eggnog?
Yes, it does. Yes. Number one. It says, picture yourself having a good time. This is true. And I've kind of ramped myself up for this in certain situations. If you just say, you know what, Roxanne, it's not going to be that bad. Just put on a smiley face and kind of picture yourself laughing and having a good time.
Right.
That will come to fruition.
Visualize a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I need that every day.
Yep, I hear you. So focus on the fun in dysfunctional. This is so true because I think back to those family memories I'm referring to when there was too much drinking and too much politics and too much antagonistic behavior.
Okay.
There was also a fun side to it. Lots of laughs, lots of craziness and kookiness.
Right.
And I think I got to share this story with you. Okay, so I went on a vegetarian kick for a very short period of time. Very short period of time, like literally 3 weeks. And I stuck with it. This is years and years ago. And I stuck with it, but it happened to overlap Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
And I knew my dad was going to roll his eyes at that. So I told my sister, like, don't tell dad I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. Don't tell him. Well, that didn't last long because eventually I started daydreaming about salmon and like, meats. And protein came rapidly back into my life. So there you go. But over Thanksgiving, I was a vegetarian. And my dad caught me. He's like, what are you doing, honey? I was just kind of pushing my potatoes around my plate, just trying to cover up the turkey with the mashed potatoes.
Right.
I still took a helping of it. And my sister just sitting there spitting her drink out laughing. She's like, Rox is a vegetarian. And my dad, honey, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Are you sick?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just if you're going to make a major dietary change, now's not the time to do it. And if you do, just take it with a grain of salt. And
you know what this reminds me of too?
What?
Because
what? Tell me.
I was like a couple days ago, like getting into some, it's cold. So I was getting in some pants that I don't wear all the time and they were super tight on me. And I was like, man, I need to go on some kind of diet or whatever. And then I'm like, well, Thanksgiving is like 4 days away.
No,
do I even dare or do I just go full, like, beast and eat everything I want for a little bit longer and then diet.
Well, this is counterproductive to what you just described, how you don't want to be told how long you have to wait to eat. But maybe you start your intermittent fasting diet because that's what everybody's having so much success with. You do that on Thanksgiving. I think you could be an intermittent faster and have success on Thanksgiving Day because you're just gorging yourself for a small period of time.
That is true. But what if I want to wake up Thanksgiving Day morning and have mimosas and have, you know, buttered bread and biscuits and gravy?
You can have butter in your coffee on that diet. Yeah, you can't have buttered bread.
I've had that with the keto thing.
Yeah, the keto thing.
I hate buttered up coffee.
Like, it's weird. It doesn't seem to go together.
No.
It's bubbly and greasy.
It's gross. But yeah, I was like, man, I really need to just, not a diet, but I just need to get control of my eating habits again. Because since Halloween, there's still candy in my house. And it's
You're on a sugar high.
Oh, I'm on a sugar high. It's more than I've had all year.
Our culture really does set us up for craziness, doesn't it?
It really does.
The Halloween kicks off the sugar addiction, which we know is terrible for you.
Yeah.
And we know the more you eat sugar, the more you crave sugar. And the more you do that, the more your appetite increases.
Right.
But not necessarily your calorie expenditures.
Right.
And then Thanksgiving is just a smorgasbord all out, you know, eat till you pass out is what Thanksgiving is. You're so tired, you can't move.
You're supposed to fall asleep on the couch with your button of your jeans off because your belly's so big. That's like what you're supposed to do.
And then December comes and it's like holiday party, alcohol, orders, and it's just a month of that. So it's no wonder we have to go on those diets in January.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? Here's my plan. And in the next podcast, everyone's going to have to see how it's going. But I this weekend, it's a four days off work. I am going to just be awful. I'm going to eat it all, drink it all, no exercise. But then when Monday comes, Iron Man. I'm going to go totally like healthy food, small portions, no sugar. And I'm going to keep that for a couple weeks until Christmas. I'm not putting a hard line on it, but maybe 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. Let's see what that does. And then just get my body back.
You have the post-holiday, the intermediate period between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're going to take advantage of it.
That's what I'm going to
do. Okay, we're going to circle back and see how that works. Can I run through this list before?
I know we're running out of time,
but I've got to finish this because these are great tricks. You mentioned one. Avoid the emotional traps by not engaging. Have your out. Take breaks.
Yep.
So when that wacky uncle wants to talk to you about whether or not Trump should be impeached, you can kind of just scoot on out and use your kids as an excuse.
Always. The kids are the best.
Yes. Also set boundaries. It's the beginning of the magical holiday season. You don't want to overdo it. Take good care of yourself. Put yourself and your immediate family as the number one priority, which you're doing. Create your new traditions, which you're doing. And finally, this is the best advice, and we'll leave it at this, Buck. Remember, there's only one person you have control over.
Who?
You.
Ah,
you don't have control
over
your crazy four-year-old. You don't have control over your wacky relative who drinks too much.
Yeah.
You. That's all you can control. And you are the master of your own turkey destiny.
I love that quote. You are the master of your own turkey destiny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.